Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story, with the school year coming to a close, Mayor Johnson celebrating figures that show Chicago public school students are turning in strong performances. WBBM's political editor Craig Delamore with the story.
Mayor Johnson used his appearance at Orr High School to trumpet figures showing that as a group, Chicago Public High School graduates have earned more than $2 billion in college scholarship offers, a new record, and half a billion more than last year's record total.
These achievements demonstrate that our school communities are committed to excellence and high-quality education. And it speaks to the hard work and talent of our principals, our teachers, staff, our students, and of course, our families.
Orr graduate Destiny King is headed to Loyola University with $127,000 in scholarship money.
I also want to show appreciation to teachers and family because I know it isn't easy dealing with teenagers and attitudes. So I appreciate every single one of you for sticking by our side and pushing us to our fullest potential. Thank you.
And school officials say these students are better prepared for college than ever. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A new report about Hispanic students at Chicago Public Schools.
The report from WirePoint details the success of Hispanic students in Chicago public schools. WirePoint's president Ted Dabrowski says the results are dismal.
Right now we see in the data from the State Board of Education is that only 12 out of every 100 kids at CPS who are Hispanic can do math at grade level, and only 17 out of every 100 can read at grade level.
But he says students' parents don't know this because CPS is lying to them and giving them a false sense of their kids' progress.
When they're in the third grade, they can't read at grade levels, but they're passed along to the next grade anyway, and it goes all the way through high school. So the system is happy to move them along, get them out of the way, and they're failing the kids because the kids aren't prepared.
Dabrowski says he wants to see an obsession with literacy across the district and encourages teachers, parents, unions, and administrators to work together to hold CPS accountable. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Analysts tracking passengers moving through Chicago's two main airports say Midway has seen steady growth while O'Hare Airport still working to gain traction. Crane's business says 4.5 million passengers flew through Midway this year compared to 4.4 million in 2019. And Crane says passengers flying Chicago-based United from January through March was 6.4% below 2019 levels.
Chicago's Commissioner of Public Health says recent inaccurate reports about measles outbreak could fuel xenophobia.
It was the sign that someone put up at the police district station at Grand and Central, where migrants have been staying, a sign that said, "This facility has been contaminated by a measles outbreak." Public Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwoody says the health department did not put up the sign, and there were no cases of measles.
None of the doctors we've been talking to think that this is at all suspicious for measles. We think it is more likely it may be a varicella chickenpox, but even that is not determined. Patients are doing fine. Normal operations have resumed for that 25th Police District Station. We've not seen further spread, including to Chicagoans.
Dr. Arwoody says there has not been even a single case of measles diagnosed in Chicago recently. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A 24-year-old Chicago man accused of shooting at a Chicago police officer 2 days ago, now charged with attempted first-degree murder. Authorities say Antoine Harrison was identified as the person who shot at the officer at 59th in South Ashland.
Authorities are investigating an apparent explosion that caused injuries at an apartment complex.
It happened shortly after 7 p.m. in an apartment near 160th and Laramie in Oak Forest. The city says fire and police responding to a call found two people seriously injured. They were taken to the hospital. CBS 2 reports a neighbor says the blast shook him out of bed, and when he went outside to see what happened, he found a stick of dynamite. Oak Forest has not disclosed what caused the blast, initially saying it was from unknown origins inside the apartment. The police department is getting assistance confidence in its investigation from ATF and the state fire marshal. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Streamwood Fire Department says an early morning fire in the library of Teft Middle School does not appear to be suspicious. Investigators say some books were burned and there was significant smoke and heat damage. The library has no windows with outside access. No one was hurt.
Well, believe it or not, Long Grove's historic bridge was hit again this past Friday and Monday. It's the 48th and 49th times the bridge has been hit by trucks since being reinforced a couple of years ago.
Dan Kublank works in a business down the block from the Long Grove Bridge. He says it's common for coworkers to take pictures and share them when trucks slam into it. It happens so often. It's not that they don't get warned.
There is a humongous yellow sign on it that says 8'6". And there are signs before the bridge. And there are also signs at the beginning of the block that let them know that there's a low clearance. They just don't pay attention.
Christopher Newman works at another business near the bridge and describes the sound the truck crashes make as a crunchy woomph.
Thanks to the engineering of the new cover that they put on a few years ago, it's all steel reinforced, and so most of the damage is fairly superficial. They just got to replace a few boards.
Newman says he successfully waved down and stopped three trucks from hitting the bridge. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
U.S. Customs agents at O'Hare Airport have stopped another batch of counterfeit goods at the door. Agents checked out a shipment of fashion glasses from Thailand and reportedly found sunglasses, designer socks, and luxury brand watches all deemed to be inauthentic and bearing counterfeit marks. That shipment was headed to a home in Bedford, Indiana.
Governor Pritzker has signed his 2024 state budget into law. His $50 billion spending plan includes money for education, health care, and child care, as well as help for people looking for housing. After the signing, the governor was asked about the Republican criticism that the budget does not account for the increased costs once a contract with AFSCME union workers is settled.
So we built into the agency's budgets what we thought might be the appropriate amount of money for what we expect from that AFSCME negotiation. So that's in the budget already. That's once again one of those false things that Republicans like to say about the budget, but it is in the budget.
Republicans also were upset the Invest in Kids School Choice Program was left out. That program was created by former Governor Bruce Rauner.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.